IP and 1340 WMON, St. Albans, Charleston, Montgomery, The Jock. Fishing the waters of the wild and wonderful, the bluegrass and beyond. It's Hook, Line, and Sinker. Brought to you by Borders Sporting Goods. Let Borders help you get outdoors. Now, here's your host, Cam Connors.
Good Saturday morning, and thank you so much for catching another episode with Hook, Line, and Sinker. I'm your host, Cam Connors, and for today's show, we're going to be continuing some talk about fly fishing. There's a tournament coming up soon, the Greenbrier River Fly Fishing Classic. It's taking registrations now. It's coming up, I believe, next weekend. I'm going to be chatting with one of the organizers, David Tuckwiller, about it. Plus, I've got some tackle talk with another Appalachian lure maker this hour, Stephen LaRue of Rue's Custom Baits in, I believe, Princeton, West Virginia. And we'll be kicking the show off with something for the ladies. Now, it's time for the ladies to get outdoors. You know, more and more events are popping up all around the country, events that are solely focused on getting women into the great outdoors. In fact, Ohio doing just that. It's the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. They've got a program called OWOA. It's the Ohio Women's Outdoors Adventure, which is a weekend program for ladies 16 and up that focuses on getting them outdoors into activities like fishing, but also boating and hunting and some other nature programs as well. So my first guest of the day after we take a break will be Lindsay Deering of the Ohio DNR to talk about that program. But first, you know the drill. We've got to get a look at the weekend's weather and water conditions for around the region. We'll check out the water conditions first, looking at the Coal River right here at our home in St. Albans. Saw a high of 69 degrees earlier this week, but it took a dip. I guess the rain and cooler temperatures dropped it back down. We're looking at 59 degrees. It was on Wednesday this week. Currently heated back up, flowing at about 62 degrees. Moving east over to the Elk, where it runs into the Kanawha, seeing a little bit of the same trend there as well. Not quite as drastic, though. It started the week around 68 degrees, dipped down to 62. Currently warming up. We got it day temps around 64, 65 degrees. Now, the big story is over to the west with in Kentucky, the Little Sandy River. That's over in my stomping grounds. Been an interesting week on the Little Sandy. Of course, they had opened the gates at Grayson. The flow rate was really high for most of the week. That kept the temps of the river pretty cool. In fact, Monday, the flow rate from Grayson Lake was 700 cubic feet per second. That kept the temps pretty steady, around 59 degrees on the river. And then on Wednesday, they shut the gates, and that reduced the flow. The average flowing rate now between 30 and 50 cubic feet per second. Temps have shot back up since then. It hit a high of about 67. I expect it to be around that 66, 67 degree mark throughout today, and probably even warmer tomorrow as well. Taking a look at the Ohio River, been on the downward trend this week. Started at 66, dropping down towards 62 as we hit the weekend. Take a look at the weather for today and tomorrow. Today it's going to be partly cloudy for most of the day, but definitely warmer than it was the last couple days. Looking for a high of 75 today with light and variable winds. Tonight, continuing those conditions, though a few more clouds could move in. Looking at a low of around 49 degrees. And for tomorrow, even warmer. High for Sunday of 85 degrees. It looks like we're going to be starting the day with mostly cloudy skies, but those expected to thin out for the most part towards partly cloudy by the afternoon hours. Moving on, let's take a look at the tournaments happening. Tournament season is here. I talked about it last weekend as well. Happening every Thursday, those Spring Valley High Bass Tournaments at Beach Fork. You can get all the details on those at the SVHS Bass Fishing Team's Facebook page. Also, going on today, right now, in fact, is the 6th annual Sinking ALS Bass Tournament at East Lynn. Got weigh-in coming up here, I believe, about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you want to go check that out, I'm going to try to make it over there. I'm not sure if I'll get to or not. Also happening at East Lynn, this coming up next Saturday, it's the Doodle Adkins Memorial Tournament. This one held in honor of one of West Virginia's fishing icons and a man who truly loved the sport and promoting it here at home. I did an interview with a guy that you can learn more about. I believe it's back in episode 3 again. That's next Saturday. Boats in the water for the Doodle Atkins Memorial Tournament, 7 a.m. That's going to be two-man boats with a $100 entry fee, and a portion of the entry fee will go towards Bass Nation of West Virginia's youth program. I chatted with some folks, Adam Barber, about the tournament. Like I said, I believe it was episode 3, so you can go back and learn more about it if you want to listen to that episode. It is available up for streaming now at WJYPAM.com. A few other tournaments happening next weekend. Saturday will be the Beach Fork Open and the Kanawha River Bass Tournament in Nitro. Then on Sunday, it's the Children's Home Society of West Virginia's 5th annual Hope, Line, and Sinker Bass Tournament. That's happening at Summersville. I actually talked about that one a few weeks ago as well with Bass Nation of West Virginia President Ken Hackworth. And again, you can check that out on the podcast as well. When we come back, ladies, grab your poles, get your camping gear, your hiking boots, and get ready. Adventure, it's waiting just for you with the OWOA program in Ohio. We'll talk about it. It's Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock. Border Sporting Goods, family owned and operated for over 40 years, has the Tri-State's largest fishing selection as well as a great archery department with bows, arrows, and more. From the kids that shoot for their school teams to what mom and dad will need for their next hunting adventure, Borders carries major brands like Hoyt, Matthews, 10 Point, and Raven. Come shoot your next bow at Border Sporting Goods, 5876 US Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky, and online at bordersportinggoods.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAR.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Fish on. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
Welcome back to Hook, Line, and Sinker, brought to you by Border Sporting Goods, US 60 in Ashland. They are your one-stop shop for all your hunting and fishing needs. Let Borders help you get outdoors. Find them online now, BordersSportingGoods.com. I'm your host, Cam Connors, and you know, when we think about the outdoors, there's been a long-time stereotype that it's it's a boys' club. You know, it's all about the guys go hunting, the guys go fishing. Well, that stereotype is becoming less and less every day. Women more and more are getting into the great outdoors. And I got to say, I'm all for it. I'm 100% on board. I think it's fantastic. Ladies, you are more than welcome, in my opinion. I've said it many times before, fishing and the great outdoors, it is meant to be enjoyed by all of us, not just the fellas. And several states these days have been putting into place programs that are specifically aimed at getting women into the outdoors, providing education and workshops in order to help ladies get comfortable outside doing these fun outdoor adventure activities. And one state that's doing it is Ohio with their OWOA program. I'm talking today with Lindsay Deering, an Information and Education Administrator with the Ohio DNR's Division of Parks and Watercraft. Lindsay, thank you for taking the time to talk today and tell us about this program for the ladies in the Buckeye State.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in. What is the OWOA program?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our Ohio Women's Outdoor Adventure Program. It is a weekend where ladies from across the state and even outside the state can come and enjoy outdoor skills in a safe and inclusive environment. So this year we'll be having it at Deer Creek State Park, and ladies can come and they stay the weekend with us. We share our meals together, and then we have all sorts of classes that are available to them that they can take throughout the weekend to learn more about being outdoors.
That sounds fantastic. I have to ask, when did this event start?
Yeah, so this is the 11th year for the Ohio Women's Outdoor Adventure. It started about 11 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's one of our favorite events here at the ODNR.
And this is just one event per year, is that right?
It's one event per year. It's always held in the fall. Fall's a great time. Not only are the leaves changing and it's gorgeous outside, but the air is still warm enough and the water is still warm enough for us to enjoy some outdoor adventures.
I got you. So what kind of adventures, what kind of activities are in the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the main focuses is boater education and boating skills. So we offer kayaking. We offer stand-up paddle boarding. We offer kayak fishing, also power boating, and PWC, which is personal watercraft. So some people call them jet skis. That's a brand name. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the ladies come to the class. The session's about 4 hours long each, and they get to choose several different sessions to participate in. And then one of our trained instructors will teach them all about, for example, how to drive a powerboat. So for people who have never actually been on a powerboat before, they get a chance to be on the powerboat, learn how all the knobs and things work, and then they get to try it themselves. Some of our other classes that we have are shotgun shooting and rifle shooting, if you want to try to learn about firearms. We have special hikes and walks through nature. We do wildlife photography. We do archery. We have sustainable living this year. We'll have disc golf this year, which is a fun activity that you can do at Deer Creek State Park. And then we also have some evening fun for the ladies.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, talking mm-hmm. about the boater safety and boating operating and the firearms. And so are these are for beginners. So if they've never operated a boat, if they've never fired a firearm, this is something they can go and learn how to do that in a safe environment.
Absolutely. The goal of this program is to introduce new people to these activities. So if you already know how to do these things, that's wonderful, and we're so glad that you're participating. But we're looking for people who have never boated before, or maybe have been on a boat, but they've never actually driven the boat. They've never been on a personal watercraft. they may have a little experience with some firearms, but they don't feel super comfortable with them yet. That's what the goal of this program is, to get people who are novices, who maybe have tried it once or twice or never tried it before, doing these things so that they become confident enough to go do it themselves in the future.
Absolutely. And what is the age range on participants with these programs? Is it 16 up, I think?
It is. It's 16 and up, and we do get a wide range of ages that come and participate with us.
And it's limited on the spaces, is that right? I know in other states it's very limited.
Yes. It is limited. It's based on how many people we can fit at our lodges. So this year we're looking at 100 spaces.
Okay, that's a pretty good size. Pretty good size event then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if folks are interested, two questions real quick. Mm-hmm. How much does it cost, or is there a cost mm-hmm. associated, and how mm-hmm. would they sign up to become a part of it?
Yeah. So we're still working out all the details, but last year it was $395. That covers two nights in one of our lodges, and our lodges aren't roughing it. They're nice lodges. You've got all the amenities of a hotel and a nice, you know, private room, private bathroom.
Right. This ain't This ain't the lodge at the Boy Scout camp, you know, where they got a...
It's not.
bunk beds it's and a not. Fireplace.
I stay with the ladies, too, and I like a comfy bed, so we make sure that it's nice and comfortable. You will share a room with someone, and you can request a roommate if you're coming with a friend, or mm-hmm. we'll assign a roommate for you. And it also includes 5 meals. So we all eat our meals together to talk about all the fun that we've had, share our learning. And then it also covers any sort of activity fees that might be associated with the activities that you're doing. We have to buy supplies and things for the event. So it turns out to be a pretty fair price.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, doing the math in my head and thinking about everything that they get to do, the lodging sounds fantastic. You know, it is a bit of a getaway. It's a lot of learning, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of leisure activity, you know, outdoor fun adventure stuff. So to be honest, all that for... What'd you say? Was it $395? Is that what you'd said?
$395.
Yeah. So
$395.
That honestly sounds like a bit of a steal to me for a weekend getaway.
We think it is. We think it's worth it, and we have so much fun. The participants are always, you know, smiling by the end of the weekend. They're a little tired because sometimes they try lots of different activities, but we also have activities like painting and wild edibles and things where you're not out there, you know, on the water necessarily. So a little more relaxing activities too.
Right.
So depending on what you want to do, there's lots of choices for you.
I gotcha. And if they wanted to sign up, where again do they do that?
Yeah. So you will visit our website. It's ohiodnr.gov/OWOA. There are more details on the website, and registration will start in July. So registration has not opened yet, but there is a link there to actually email me to be put on a notification list.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
I will make sure everyone gets an email before registration opens so they can be prepared to sign up as soon as it's available.
Awesome. That sounds great. The show here is based out of Charleston, West Virginia, but we do focus mm-hmm. on fishing in the outdoors throughout Appalachia. We're not solely focusing on West Virginia. That's one of the reasons we're talking with you. But my question is going to be, can out-of-state ladies take part in this event, or is this open only to Ohio residents?
We do welcome people from out-of-state.
Awesome. Yes. That is fantastic. Yeah, I've talked with some other states that have programs similar to this, and most states actually are very open to having folks, you know, from elsewhere come and participate in it as well. So that's really cool.
We love to show off what we've got here in Ohio. So, we want you to come, enjoy yourself, and tell your friends.
Awesome. And, of course, it's all about getting the ladies out into the outdoors. You know, a lot of times you look at these activities, you know, boating, fishing, archery, guns and hunting, and even hiking and camping. A lot of times it's viewed as solely a guy thing, right? And these days it's becoming less and less like that. There are more and more women getting interested in the outdoors and interested in these, you know, survival skills and hunting and fishing and camping. And so activities like this to me are fantastic because it encourages ladies to get out and learn and do this stuff, but also in a safe environment.
Exactly. We have trained instructors. Many of our instructors are females, which is kind of fun to learn from other ladies. But we were seeing, you know, the same thing that you're talking about. Traditionally, in the past, a lot of these outdoor skills were men's sports. But we wanted to have some fun, too. And so we're making it a little bit easier for ladies to participate in these different activities. We want to break down those barriers, and like you said, it's a safe environment, it's controlled, we're going to give you all the top quality instruction so that you feel comfortable going out there and trying it yourself. We've seen a lot of growth in ladies in the outdoors recently, and especially paddle sports and power boating, we're seeing more and more ladies taking part in that, hunting and fishing, absolutely, and it's a trend we want to continue.
Which is absolutely fantastic. And I touched a little bit. I talked about, you know, I've talked with some other states that have programs similar. And in Kentucky and West Virginia, this is called the BOW program. Is this in any way related to that? Because I know the BOW program is a bit of an international thing. So I was wondering if this was a part of that or if this was an initiative that Ohio did on their own.
This is a little bit different. It's similar. The goals are the same. I'm familiar with the BOW BOW program. What's different about this is that we really were driven by wanting to include boating, a lot of boating. That's why our agency took it over to put so much boating into the program as well as those other outdoor skills.
All right. Well, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you would like to get out there for folks to know about before we wrap up today?
I would just invite your listeners to take a look at our webpage at ohiodnr.gov/OWOA. Take a look at the things that we're going to offer. I will have it updated very soon with registration information. We welcome people to come on their own or come with a friend or family member. We have a lot of people who do come on their own, and they end up making great friends. So don't let that hold you back from signing up. But if you do want to come with a sister, a mom, a daughter, we welcome that too.
And again, as Lindsay had said, signups are coming up, I believe you said in July, but you all have a notification that you can set up.
Yes.
So it's, you know, if you, there's only 100 spaces. So if it's something that guys, you know, you think your wife will be interested in or any ladies that would be interested in this, you it's going to be a good idea to go, as you said, to the website now, get signed up for that notification. Mm-hmm. That way you know immediately that the registration is open and you can go reserve your spot.
Yes, we do sell out every year, so I encourage you to do that, get signed up for notification, and sign up as soon as you're able to.
So what kind of growth have you seen in the program over the years? I mean, you said this is the 11th year doing it. Obviously, it has grown and been very successful. What kind of growth have you seen, and is the state considering expanding the program into more events throughout the year?
Yeah, so we've absolutely seen growth as people learn about the program. More people want to participate, and we've had to select our lodges based on how many people they can fit. So we stay at our larger lodges throughout the state. It does move around each year, but we stay at the larger lodges so we can accommodate up to 100 people most years. In terms of where we want to see this program, it is so much fun. We have a lot of desire for bringing the ladies back together, maybe like an alumni type program. And so it's definitely something that we'd love to see happen. There's nothing planned at this time, but I know I would love to see some more, maybe some advanced classes that, you know, okay, I've taken shotgun shooting. Now let me try trap shooting.
You know, that's actually a question I was going to, ask. You know, we talked earlier, these are for beginners and, you know, a lot of times whenever folks get into this stuff, you know, they get interested in it, but they're not quite comfortable yet. So I think, you know, I think that would be a great idea. An advanced class, you know, like a next step would be really cool.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. I think it'd be great. And it's something that I know that we'd love to be able to pursue. So keep your eyes open. Hopefully we'll have something in the next couple of years.
Hopefully. All right, Lindsay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Still to come on today's show, Tackle Talk. I am featuring yet another Appalachian lure maker named Stephen LaRue with Rue's Custom Baits. That's up next with Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock. Border Sporting Goods is your one-stop outdoor sporting goods store. Family-owned and operated for over 40 years, Borders is the Tri-State's number one outlet for Liberty Safes. Proudly made in the USA with a lifetime warranty. A Liberty Safe will protect what's most important to you from theft or fire. Online at BorderSportingGoods.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Borders Sporting Goods. Borders Sporting Goods, 5876 U.S. Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky.
In the tapestry of life, we encounter stories of legacy and accomplishment, but sometimes also abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation. Adult Protective Services understands the importance of safeguarding the well-being of our loved ones, our neighbors, and our community. To report neglect or abuse, call 800-352-6513. Sponsored by the Administration for Community Living, West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, Bureau for Social Services, the West Virginia Broadcasters Association, and this station. This project was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $383,493, with 75% funded by ACL HHS, and 25% in the amount of $85,236 funded by state government sources. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Tired of feeling overlooked at the big box stores? When you need quality hardware and expert guidance, visit Pyle Hardware on West Washington Street in Charleston. For over 90 years, they've been your trusted local source for paint, plumbing, electrical supplies, and tools. Proudly serving the community as a family-run business for four generations. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or a seasoned pro, their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find exactly what you need. Pyle Hardware. Where else?
Find mom's best gift at Target. Now through Mother's Day, get up to 40% off gifts for her. Discover trendy apparel and swimwear that'll elevate any wardrobe. Jewelry that'll make her smile shine brighter, and even chocolate that'll turn any moment into something sweeter. There are endless options to choose from to show her she's the best. Hurry, save 20 to 40% on select apparel, jewelry, chocolates, and more this Mother's Day only at Target. Restrictions apply.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Fishtails, we've got them. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock.
And it's time for some Tackle Talk. From time to time, I like to feature some Appalachian-based lure and gear makers. Today, I'm talking with Stephen LaRue, owner of Rue's Custom Baits. And I've got to say, Stephen, you do some of the best custom paintwork that I have seen on lures. I mean, your work is fantastic.
I really appreciate that.
So let's let's kick things off and let's dive into a little bit of history about you. You know, tell me about yourself and how you got into this business.
Well, that's a loaded question, but I've always been an outdoors guy. My dad got me into fishing years ago, like most people. I followed Larry Dahlberg for years, watching his shows, and he's always been the one to make his own baits. So it really got me intrigued on the fact of doing that. So I've made my own baits for years, painted up a lot of blanks, made some bucktails, and then, you know, the thrill of catching your own fish, you know, a fish off your own bait, not much better than that. So that's pretty much how I got started. I get a couple buddies that see what I do, and they're wanting baits, and I started painting up for them, and then had a good friend that introduced me to the muskie world, and it's a whole other category. So I got started in it on some Facebook sites. There's some private sites on there that just dedicated to muskie builders, muskie guides, where you can showcase, you know, your baits, guide services, and people just want to, you know, update their collection, buy new stuff. From there, I went ahead and started my page on Facebook, which is really how I operate. I deal with mainly custom lures. I don't really do a lot of inventory. You know, I found that throughout the years, you know, I'd be fishing with a particular lure that I really enjoyed and really had good success with the pattern on the lure. And then lo and behold, they would stop making it. So that really what helped me get involved in painting. So from that point forward, I just implied that into what I do now. And it's really done well.
Well, you're doing very, very well with it. You've like I said, you've got some of the best painted lures that I believe I have seen. I mean, and a lot goes into, I saw one of the videos on YouTube where you were talking about one of them you'd shipped out to a customer, and he's had like 5 coats of epoxy, I think.
Oh, yeah. Some of my baits do. I make wood baits, and I make some baits out of certain types of resin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the wood baits, you know, you really have to protect the wood from the water penetration, especially with muskie. You know, big teeth and a very aggressive fish. So my wood baits do get 4 to 5 coats of epoxy. Resin baits, you know, get 2 to 3 coats depending. You know, I do work with topwater baits, so buoyancy is a fine line dealing with weight. So, but yeah, we try to protect them. We try to make them bulletproof, you know, even though they are a prop style bait and a walker dog bait. Muskie are, they're a really, really aggressive, very hard fighting fish, and they can really damage some stuff really quick.
Oh yeah, I mean, like you said, you got to have those multiple coats because those teeth will just go right through it. You talked about you do the top waters. So what all do you offer? I know you got the top waters, you got the walk the dogs there on the top. What do you do any crankbaits or anything, or is it mostly just top water?
I've mainly only did top water, and I have the 2 size walker dogs and the 2 size prop baits. I am right now dabbling into some prototypes of crankbaits. I do have a few out there with my customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's being tested as of right now, but we're probably still a ways away from introducing that to the public.
Well, just my personal recommendation, just from something that I like, I'd like to see some poppers with your paintwork on them too, because you got some really good paintwork that I think would go great on it with a topwater popper.
And I have looked at that. There's not a lot of guys that make that in the muskie world. And you're really not going to go to the store and get something that's going to last,
right,
especially fishing for muskie. So, yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, I'm the topwater bite is probably the best bite, in my opinion, that there is. The adrenaline rush that you get from something blowing up, especially a 4-footer.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like that that eruption, you know, just out of nowhere. And then it's just, like you said, that adrenaline just hits you.
Oh, yes, sir. There's nothing like it.
What all goes in? We talked about the multiple layers. You know, walk me through like an order process. If someone's got a custom lure that they want, you know, talk to me about what you're going to talk with them on options, colors, and what all goes into getting it created.
Okay, so well, you know, I get back to what I spoke about before is these patterns you just can't find on a particular bait, or you just can't find anymore, or mm-hmm. you know. Success fishing really comes from, you know, when you're really in tune with what you're throwing. And if you like a particular color, you're going to be more successful. So that's what I like about the custom world. So when a customer calls in and they may see a design that I've done, or they may have one in mind. And like I said, I'm full custom, which means there's really no limitations as long as I can see myself doing it, and we'll get it done. So we'll go along the lines of whether or not they want a full size or a junior size, whether it be a walk the dog, or which is called the dog and dog junior, or the prop style, which is called chubs and creek chubs. And once we've decided on which lure and what paint scheme, you know, typically at the beginning of the years, I will sit down and just not take orders. I'll just do nothing but build blanks and try to prepare for the spring season, which is my busiest time of the year. So I'll be ready already with blanks. So the process, I typically won't take orders if I'm 3 to 4 weeks out. I try to get everything done under 2 to 3 weeks. But we'll take what they want. I do offer a teaser tail, my prop baits, which I think helps create better strikes and more strikes. My prop bait, the chubs, it was designed to set a lot lower in the water than most topwaters do, because as most people know, topwater bites, you know, the hookup percentage is not as good as something that's subsurface. But my baits kind of speak for themselves. The hookup percentage really increased with the way that it sits. So if they're, you know, if they want a teaser or what have you, you know, we'll go from there, and they can do whatever color they want on the teaser. It's, the teasers are made from marabou typically. We'll do some saddle hackle in some of them and maybe throw a little flash in, you know, but it's all really based up on the customer wants. You know, once the bait, once the order is taken, you know, I always try to stay in contact of when I'm going to start, when I think I'm going to finish. And when I'm done, I will send pictures, and I test every single bait that I make. So I will send test bids along with the pictures, and then we will proceed from there.
I got you. And you said turnaround time is usually, what was that, like, you know, 2 weeks or less?
Yeah, typically 2 to 3 weeks or less, sometimes even within a week. It really just depends on where I'm at with orders. You know, I try to do, you know, when it comes to airbrushing, you know, doing inventory where you can sit down and do a dozen baits the same color, it benefits airbrushing because, you know, you have to clean that airbrush between every single color.
Right.
So I try to incorporate, you know, patterns that may have similar colors so that, you know, I can speed that process up. Nothing is really fast about the custom world, but you try to be as efficient as you possibly can.
And now, obviously, you know, pricing is going to be different based on every order and what options people go with, but what's an average order look like on say each one of your products?
Typically my baits start anywhere in the $50 to $60 range on the smaller baits and go up from there. I do some what we call theme baits, which, you know, you have a lot of guys call in that want maybe a gift for somebody. You know, I just, a couple of weeks ago I had a guy call in for a retirement gift for a guy that hates pineapples. But he loves fishing.
So the guy
thought it would be a great gift to do a love-hate gift for this guy and have a pineapple-themed bait painted up for him. And it actually, I was kind of taken back with the whole pineapple, but it ended up turning out really well. The guy did send me the video in of him opening it, so yeah, it was a pretty cool experience.
Well, I laugh because I saw the picture of that lure on your Facebook page. I remember thinking to myself, well, that's different.
But yeah, it's I get some weird ones, and, you know, sometimes they really grow on you. I do a lot of marble-themed baits, surprisingly quite a few, and they actually catch fish. I mean, some guys will, you know, they'll put them up and collect, but, you know, a lot of guys, you know, my first priority is to catch fish.
Right.
You know, they do catch fish, so.
Well, I mean, you've got some very interesting ones. I saw on YouTube, I saw one that was themed after the movie, the Saw movies. I saw an alien
Jigsaw,
one.
Oh, yeah,
So, yeah, you've got some, and what gets me is the ones that just, even that look natural, but it's like you put some attitude into them, you know? They look badass, for, you know, lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, they always say you got to catch the fishermen as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, before we wrap it up today, is there anything we ain't touched on yet, or anything you'd like to let folks know, you know, ways they can contact you and so on?
Yeah, You know, the Muskie world's a little different than most worlds, and, you know, some people take them wrong. I suggest that people want to get into Muskie fishing to really, you know, take your time and educate yourself on how to handle and release these fish. So, mm-hmm. you know, the Muskie population isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, some great videos on YouTube on how to handle these fish. I definitely, you know, I suggest anyone that wants to get into it, you know, really, really educate yourself.
Well, and from a safety standpoint, if nothing else, I mean, because these fish can give you a good little bite.
Oh, yeah. I've been toward myself, and definitely you want to be safe for yourself and safe for the fish. And there are appropriate ways. And, you know, once you understand them and get educated on it and get experience on it, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
I got
but, yeah, to get, I don't really have a website. I really just focus on my Facebook page. So you can search Ruse Custom Baits on Facebook. I do have an IG account, which is Ruse_custom_baits. I typically deal with my Facebook page more often. But if you search Ruse Custom Baits, you will find me.
I got you. And you do the, do you have a shop that people can visit, or is it just strictly through the Facebook page?
You're structured through the Facebook page. I'm a, what they call a basement builder.
All right.
There's a lot of us out there in the Muskie world. So, yeah, just directly through online through Facebook.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk today, and hopefully some folks will give you a call.
Hey, my pleasure.
And still to come on Hook, Line, and Sinker, we will round out today's show with David Tuckwiller talking about the Greenbrier Fly Fishing Classic. That's coming up next on The Jock. Border Sporting Goods, family owned and operated for over 40 years, is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs. Borders has the largest selection in the tri-state from all the major brands like Shimano, G. Loomis, Abu Garcia, Blue Rock Custom Tackle, Rapala, NetBait, Strike King, and more. Let the experts at Borders help you find the perfect fishing gear for your next adventure. Border Sporting Goods, 5876 U.S. Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky, and online at BordersSportingGoods.com.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worried about your battery and the heat? We get it. You don't want to get stranded somewhere with a car that feels like an oven. We've got you covered at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Our free battery testing and charging service can help. And if you need a battery, we'll help you find a new one, no problem. Power through with free battery testing and charging at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Your kids deserve the best. And at WVU Medicine Thomas Hospitals, the best care for your family is closer than you think. Through our partnership with WVU Medicine Children's Hospital, we provide access to the state's most experienced group of pediatric providers right here in Southern West Virginia. Whether your child needs medical care for a sudden illness or routine preventative care, visit Thomas Hospitals.
The power of pediatric care.
From the local 2U studio, connecting West Virginia, this is the Valley Sports Station, 105.5 and 98.3 FM, 1300 and 1340 AM, The Jock.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Let's put out this campfire.
Dad, Smokey Bear said to.
Brown it with water, then stir it with a shovel and repeat until cool.
Wow, where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Reels are streaming, lines are tight. We're back for Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock.
And we're back for the final segment today with Hook, Line, and Sinker, brought to you by Border Sporting Goods in Ashland, Kentucky. They are your one-stop shop for all your hunting and fishing needs, plus your home of Liberty Safes. Let Borders help you get outdoors, and find them online at BorderSportingGoods.com. So it is tournament season, and of course, bass tournaments are left and right. A bass tournament of a different nature I want to talk about happening here in the Mountain State, the Greenbrier River Fly Fishing Classic. It's a smallmouth tournament going to be going on here very soon. On the line with me today, David Tuckwiller, talking about the classic. So let's dive right into it, man. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking the time and getting back with me and being on the show today to talk about the classic. This popped up on, I believe, my Facebook feed, and I saw this and I thought, why have I never heard of this before?
We're kind of small. We haven't got around much yet, so we appreciate you giving us a call here.
Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time, like I said. Let's dive right in and let's talk about how it got started.
Back in, 2014, there's five of us on the board. I came in later, but my brother Ross Tuckwiller is on the board, and George Sims, Michael Tencher, and Robert Riggleman began this thing, and they formed a 501(c) with it. I don't know, we wanted to take a passion that we all had and tried to find a way to help the community out and, you know, bring the community together and do some good things with it.
All right, well, let's talk about that. You did, excuse me, since you did form the 501(c) charitable organization, what do you all primarily, what's your goal?
Currently, right now, to raise money for Project Healing Waters, which, if you know, there's people not familiar with that, it's a veterans organization that takes veterans with physical and mental injuries, and they get them out fly fishing, and it really does help them.
I've actually done a little research into the Healing Water, the Project Healing Waters, and it looks really fantastic. I would love to get in touch with them and have them on the show as well.
I can get you in contact with them. Great organization.
I'd appreciate it. Yeah, no, they're a fantastic organization, and definitely I'd like to, when we get off here, I'd like to get your, their, if I could, get some contact info from you. But back to the classic. So you guys started, you said 2014, and
yes,
it's just kind of grown little here and there as the years have gone over?
Yes, sir. When we first started, I think we had 9 participants, and we average probably anywhere from 40 to 45 now. The year before COVID, we were up to 50, but COVID kind of set things back like everybody else.
Yeah.
But we're up to about anywhere between 40 and 50 anglers a year now, so pretty good turnout. Most of them are Project Healing Waters vets. They come in and fish. They don't have to pay an entry fee or anything, and we put them up down at the youth camp, which is another organization we donate to, the Greenbrier Youth Camp down at Anthony. So we put them up in the cabins down there and feed them all weekend, and they get to hang out and, you know, catch up on things and just have a good weekend.
Well, sounds like you guys are doing some really good work, and it's through particularly events like this tournament, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. And so, then we also raise money for the West Virginia Children's Home Society as well. And the day of the tournament, we have the Lewisburg group bring their foster kids down, and we put on a kind of an outdoor day for them. We'll get them out, teach them how to fly fish. We've partnered up with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, the West Virginia chapter, and the WVSOM Wilderness Medicine Club. And they come down and help us out with that youth day. So try to get those kids out and let them do some things that they might not have the opportunity to do on a regular basis.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, in going back to the tournament, the reason why I wanted to contact you all initially, I've talked about it on the show before. For Christmas, well, last fall, I went down the fly fishing rabbit hole. I was watching videos, I was reading articles, and because I'd never done it before. And so for Christmas, my wife noticed that I was taking an interest in this, and she got me a fly rod. And I'm in the process of learning right now, so I'm trying to gather as much information. And one of the things that I learned in my perusing of this is that, because most people, and I've said it before, most people when they think of fly fishing, they jump straight to trout. But this tournament focuses on smallmouth.
Yes, sir. The Greenbrier River here, it's a wonderful smallmouth fishery. And you can catch trout in there, but the smallmouth are just spectacular. You know, there's a lot of them. And we're just trying to find something to kind of set ourselves aside from all the other tournaments. You have so many bass tournaments and, you know, this and that. We just kind of wanted to find our own niche there, and we figured we'd do it that way. But the Greenbrier, it is a wonderful smallmouth fishery, and that's kind of why we went with that.
Okay. Well, and I've heard from several people that fishing smallmouth on fly is just a rush because of the fight they put up.
Hey, yes, sir. They are fun at that. They do put up a good fight.
So let's get into the specifics on the classic. When's it going to be? Where's it going to be? Let's talk about the rules. Let's dive in.
Okay, the classic it will be on May 17th, Saturday, May 17th. You can fish anywhere on the Greenbrier, from Durbin to Hinton. The only thing you got to keep in mind, you got to make it back to the banquet that night, the award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Lines on the water at 7 a.m., lines off the water at 7 p.m. Our award ceremony we hold down at the youth camp in Anthony, and we do it through Tourney X, which is a website. That way you can take pictures with your cell phone, download it to the Tourney X, and we can judge the fish through that way. Now, sometimes, you know, on the river, you lose cell phone service or this or that. You can just snap your pictures. We'll download them back at the banquet and go from there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've looked across the website, and you all do have some rules that folks are definitely going to want to take into consideration whenever it comes to the catch, particularly on how to measure and the orientation of the photo and things like that. So I would say it's probably going to be in everybody's best bet to give those rules page a look over on your website.
Absolutely, and that's usually the thing we run into is incorrect measurements and stuff like that. And on the measuring, we go by the typical rules that a lot of the tournaments through Tourney X run through. But I would highly recommend to read the rules page, yes.
Okay, so before I interrupted you there, you're about to talk about registration. Let's talk about it. How much is it? How do you do it?
Right now, unless you're a Project Healing Waters vet, it's a $60 fee. That money goes directly toward our benefactors. You can register on our website, www.grffc.com, and you can look. There's a Register Now link, or you can go to Tourney X and look up the 2025 Greenbrier River Fly Fishing Classic.
Gotcha. And so let's talk about prizes. What's first place? Is there a second place? What are we competing for?
Yeah, we have various places. We do a biggest fish. We just have one place for that, biggest fish. And typically there's a cooler, a fly rod, and some other things involved with that prize. And then we have first, second, and third places for individual most inches and team most inches. And there's typically coolers and various, you know, fishing gear and stuff involved with that too. It kind of, prizes change from year to year.
But, okay.
Yes, sir. We try to make it worth their while.
I got you. And going back to the rules, these are two-man teams, and you're allowed to have a third man as an oarsman. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, sir. And then one thing is, you know, if you are using a watercraft, we don't allow motors. It has to be oared by a person. So.
Gotcha. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk, get out there and cover across that we haven't touched on yet?
Nothing. The only thing I can say, you know, I'd like to thank, you know, we have a lot, a good community-based sponsorship. The businesses around here have kept us going
for years, and individuals. And it's nice to be to live in a community that cares about nonprofits and helping other people. And that's how we've gotten through these last 11 years, and we appreciate everybody's help on that end.
Well, and, you know, to just further on that, that's one of the things I love about West Virginia is it seems like no matter where you go in this state, everybody recognizes the importance of helping each other and at the same time protecting our natural resources. So anything that combines those two together, they're almost always willing to help out with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is a wonderful state. We're blessed to be here.
We are. It's best Virginia for sure.
Absolutely.
But again, the Greenbrier River Fly Fishing Classic is coming up. Get all the info online. And thanks again, David, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, sir.
And that is going to wrap it up for Hook, Line, and Sinker today. Once again, a big thank you to all of the guests for joining the show today. And don't forget, you can catch it on all your favorite podcast platforms now. Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube podcasts, to all of those, as well as on our website. Thanks for listening, and until next weekend, I'll catch you later.
This part of today's show. Listen again and catch past shows on the podcast at WJYPAM.com and on the Jock mobile app. This has been Hook, Line, and Sinker with Cam Connors, brought to you by Borders Sporting Goods on the Jock. Be green and make some green. At Metal Center Recycling, we're a vital part of the supply chain. We help put resources back into the economy. Instead of mining raw materials, we can use what we already have. From recycling your cans to scrap metal and more, just bring them to Metal Center Recycling and get fair and honest prices offered for your stuff. Check out themetalcenter.com. Metal Center Recycling, James River Turnpike, just past the Pumpkin Park in Milton, and in Huntington, just past the flood wall on Route 2.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Home means something different to everyone. But with Rocket Mortgage, home can mean even more. It can mean a college education, taming your high-interest debt, even a renovation. We've made it easier than ever to use your home equity. That home you worked so hard for, now it can work hard for you. Call 800-4-ROCKET or visit rocket.com to find out more.
Rocket Mortgage, LLC. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it.
It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Time to get back to the Countdown 2 on the BetMGM Network. Here's Grant Paulson and Alex Gold.
Breaking news into Countdown 2 just about 15 minutes ago. We found out that Derek Carr, Saints quarterback, is retiring. Carr, in his mid-30s, a four-time Pro Bowler, had a pretty serious shoulder injury, and in fact, Alex, the Saints just put out some details.